This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And late last week, we heard about Greensill Capital's looming collapse, which could have big impacts on the wireless steelworks, as they are a financier of that company. I'm joined this morning by Eddie Hughes, member for Giles. How are you this morning, Eddie?
Very good. Yourself?
Not too bad. A little bit concerned, though, about the wireless steelworks. What do we know so far?
Well, it is a fastly evolving situation. The total exposure of GFG to Greensill and Greensill to GFG is still being worked through, but it looks clear that GFG are going to have to find an alternative form of financing, both in the short term and the question about some of the longer term loans as well that GFG might have through Greensill. So it's an evolving situation. It's the full impact of which we are not clear about at the moment, and that's partly due to the complexity of some of the financial arrangements that have been entered into. I guess it's been one of those issues all along with GFG as a privately held company, not listed on the share market. The full suite of arrangements have been difficult to assess for outsiders.
And I guess just for anyone not familiar with the Wyale area, just how important is the steelworks to the town?
Oh, it's incredibly important. The steelworks itself, included some of the contractors, would employ around about 1,500 people. And then on top of that, we're talking about the mining operations. So there's close to 1,000 people involved in the mining operations, and part of that overall activity. So we're talking about approximately 2,500 people almost there directly. When you consider that the labour force here in Wyala is around about between 9,000 and 10,000. So you're talking about a quarter of your workforce, and of course these jobs are the core of Wyala's economy. They're generally well-paid jobs. They've been stable jobs over many years. It is at the very heart of the Wyala economy. So we cannot underestimate its importance, and this is why this is all so potentially serious.
And have you spoken to the contractors and employees involved with the steelworks? How are they feeling about this evolving development?
I've spoken to a range of people. I've spoken to unions, spoken to employees, spoken to management, spoken to politicians, and a range of other people just to get a feel for it. So like I said, most people realise it's an evolving situation. I guess I come from a family that three generations of my family have worked in the steelworks, including myself, and one of my sons currently works at the steelworks. So it's also something that really does potentially hit home. But we've got all this stuff going on when it comes to the financing, but we do have some very powerful attributes here. We've got a lot of iron ore on our doorstep, especially magnetite, which is the feedstock for the steel plant here in Wyala. We've got the steel plant itself, the only integrated steelworks in Australia that produces structural steel and rail. And also we've got a port which has got significant capacity for expansion. And we're in an area where energy is becoming cheaper and cheaper due to renewables and the backup that renewables need. So there is some real attributes in the area that could underpin steel making for years to come. So I'm looking beyond these financing arrangements, and they're incredibly important, but looking beyond that to look at the core of what exists in our community, and the need to ensure that we have that industry for years to come.
If worse comes to worse, is this a kind of situation that the state and federal governments could look at financially assisting the company with to see them through these murky times?
clearly there is a role for the state and the federal government, and the role is not paying off debts and the rest of it. It's about the assisting with the physical improvements of the assets to make them more productive, especially when we're talking about the steelworks. When Labour were in government, the Weberall government provided close to $300 million in an underwriting facility for Nyrstar in order to save Nyrstar in Port Pirie. And it was something that needed to be done, and it's proved to be the right thing with that money being paid back. So there is a role for government in partnership with the private sector, whether it's GFG, whether it's some other entity, to secure the future of the Waiala community or the jobs that are at stake, but also to ensure that we have sovereign manufacturing capacity when it comes to producing structural steel and rail, and not to be dependent upon overseas imports. So Waiala, in terms of its steel production, has been an important part of the national economy now for many years. A lot of the structural steel that's used in Australia, in infrastructure, in construction, in general, has come from Waiala. So we do play an important national role, and we should continue to play that important national role. So it's essential that both the state and the federal government work in partnership with the private sector to get us through this in one form or another.
No worries. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, catch ya.
That was Eddie Hughes, member for Giles, on your Classic It's Breakfast.